If you missed out on one of Big Meech's eBay auctions, you never have to worry about being outbid on Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob as a podcast whenever you start your Amazon shopping with our links, robiswebsite.com/Amazon, or for our friends in Canada, it's robiswebsite.com/AmazonCA. And real quick, before we get to today's show, if you're enjoying Rob Has a Podcast and our OTT coverage, we always appreciate it when you leave us feedback and star ratings on our iTunes page. Go to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes. We truly appreciate any honest reviews that you give us there. Enjoy the show. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who later on will be participating in the live streaming bikini shoot podcast. I'm Rob Cisterino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our BBOTT coverage here. And we have a very exciting episode because we're going to be talking about BBOTT, but we're also going to be talking about Big Brother 18. And we've brought in a super fan who knows everything about Big Brother.
No, not great, true.
The great Big Meech, Michelle Meyer.
What's up, guys?
Big Meech, how are you?
I am doing great.
Yes, yes. And Michelle, I've heard that you are a super fan, so you're ready to talk about Big Brother.
Apparently I'm not, so stop calling me that.
Like, I'm literally the worst super fan in history.
Ditto.
You're not the worst super fan in history.
Okay, I'm not the worst, but I'm pretty bad.
No, no, you're good. You're good. You're watching BBOTT.
I know, I know. I really like BBOT so far, or OTT, I can never say it. I think it's really awesome to see all the behind-the-scenes stuff. I mean, I wish I saw this before I got on the show.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about BB18. We'll take your questions, too, along the way. Hashtag RHAP. And we'll talk with a man who is not playing any three-card Monty these days. Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm good, even though I never pose in a bikini, I'm still good.
Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, if you're just listening to the podcast version, because I do think that we have a lot of people who are just listening to these podcasts, but not even subscribed to CBS All Access. And if you do want to jump in, you could use our link, robiswebsite.com/BBOTT. But I do think there's a lot of people that are just listening to the podcast and may have no idea that today they did the bikini photo shoots and then put them not just on the live stream, but also I thought they were streaming them live on Facebook. Big Meech, did you get homesick for the Big Brother house when you saw the bikini photo shoots going on?
Yeah, I did. It was just so surreal because that everything was exactly the same as it was for us. Like, same photographer, you know, I saw familiar faces out there. Different shooting location though.
Yes. Okay. So why? What did they do differently? They had you guys in the pool? How did they do it for you guys? I know the big cast picture is in the pool for BB18.
Yeah, we were all in the hot tub, but they were kind of like more dispersed, which looked better in my opinion than all of us crammed like sardines into that little tiny hot tub, which was not contaminated with pee at that time. And then they had us more near the grass and their posing was more near the pool. So.
Okay. So you liked it.
Yeah.
Taryn, was that fun for you to get to see the BB photo shoot? That we always have a lot of questions as to how they ultimately decide what people are going to be doing, what poses people are going to have.
Yeah, well, it was definitely interesting. I've never been like a huge follower of the bikini photo shoot or anything, but
come on, Taryn, come on.
It was weird seeing on, you know the photographer and a bunch of like assistants and they're in the house and we're looking at them as they order the house guests around and it's just weird seeing other faces in there. So definitely interesting from that perspective.
Yeah. All right. So a lot to talk about. It's been a jam-packed week of the Big Brother OTT, or especially a jam-packed weekend as we got people up on the block. We got a third nominee up on the block. We have a veto competition. We have a replacement nominee. We have a ton going on and no spoilers here in the BBOTT talk. It's all, we're just going to go straight through. And then Wednesday night, Jordan Parhar will be back with the live eviction show coming up on Wednesday night. So excited to see how week one ultimately plays out. He'll be live with Alex and Brent. And Taryn, do you know what time they're going to start that show? I think it's going to be sometime around midnight Eastern.
Yeah, they're aiming at around midnight, but obviously depending on what goes on the actual feeds, they might change it a little.
And the reason why it's so late is I believe that the actual episode doesn't even drop until what, 10 or 11 Eastern, Taren? Do you know?
I think it's 10.
10, and then there's going to be the live HOH competition happening right after that. So once we get a new HOH, we will then go ahead and get our... Well, presumably, we'll have a new HOH when we start, but if it's anything like week one, Taren, maybe we're going to have the start of some HOH competition, and it may not necessarily end right away.
Yeah, that definitely seems plausible, especially the kind of competitions they've been doing aren't the kinds of competitions that tend to end within an hour. So, you know, probably not very likely that we'll see an HOH by then.
So before we get to the BBOTT stuff, Big Meech, you've been out of the house now for what, going on almost 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks tomorrow.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it goes by quick on the outside.
Yeah.
So what has your experience been like since getting out of the house?
Honestly, everything has just gone back to the way things are. Just I get to talk to some past house guests and my social media is out of control. But other than that, I am just relaxing and doing nothing. And it's amazing.
Yes, I know you've returned to Reddit. You did your Ask Meech Anything.
Yeah.
And it blew up. What has been the response to you returning to Reddit?
Well, they all hated me for a good time, but I think that I turned them around a little bit. There are still some people that don't like me on there, which is fine. I understand why. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's nice people on there and they're giving me love, so I'm happy. Yes.
And now all of the Big Brother 18 cast seem to be following suit. They're all doing Ask Meech Anythings on Reddit.
Yep. It's the most I think they've had in a season. Yeah. So that's pretty exciting. Okay.
Have you participated in anybody else's AMA? Are you posing questions for Bridget or Victor?
Yeah, I did Bridget and I did Tiffany. Wow. I think Victor's is tonight, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I just asked Bridget how she was so forgiving to me or how she's such an amazing person for forgiving me. And then I asked Tiffany if I could go visit her in Miami and why she named Robbie.
Okay. Yeah. Bridget is super nice. That was mm-hmm. really my biggest takeaway from going to the backyard.
Yeah, she is such a sweetheart.
Yes. And then so in terms of other BB18 news, I saw today that it looks like Natalie and James are official.
Yes, sir. Pretty exciting. I knew it would happen. People doubted it, but.
Yeah. Yeah. For.
What the hell?
Yeah. So. Yeah. I can't believe it. I was a doubter.
Yeah, well, they're going to be doing all this like events and stuff like that for whatever Derek's dad's little thing. So,
oh boy,
yeah.
Okay, boy.
No comment.
All right, so we'll see.
Derek's dad's like the biggest Big Brother alumni player out there.
Yeah, he's everywhere. All right, so then, Big Meech. Also, you're doing a lot of YouTube videos, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes. So you started a YouTube channel?
Yeah. Yeah. I love YouTube. I'm going to try to do a lot of those. I just put my first audition tape and then I'm going to upload my next one that I got on the show with. So if anyone's interested.
Yes. Okay. People are interested. And then also, you're selling a bunch of stuff on eBay as well?
Yes. I have a hoodie going for like $100.
Okay. Big Meech, this was a controversy that we talked about during the season, that there were some thoughts that people were suggesting that you were stealing props from the house and going and items from the other house guests. Was that true or false allegations?
Completely false. I don't know where people got that. Paul gave me a pair of his sweatpants and then Natalie gave me a makeup item. I have taken nothing. Nicole says I stole her
bikini
bottoms.
What about Pablo?
Pablo, okay, I did steal, but who cares? It's a rubber duck or it's a pool toy.
Yeah.
Wasn't his to begin with.
And have you been keeping in touch with anybody from your cast?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Okay. Everybody?
No.
Have you had beef with any of your other fellow house guests outside of the house?
Maybe.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Please no.
Why? What's going on with you and Nicole? You haven't congratulated her on her win?
Well, I mean, she said some really rude stuff to me after I left about me, and she's talking crap about me in US Magazine or Us Magazine, saying that I'm the one that hates girls, but okay, I walked out with how, like, most girls being my friend, and she has a Kia, so I don't get it. But
yeah. She has just a Kia.
I don't know. I'm just assuming.
I think he said she has a Kia. I'm like, what does her car have to do with this?
Maybe she's buying one. Who knows?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit about BBOTT. So when we were first talking in the backyard, that was when you were first finding out about BBOTT. What was your reaction to finding out that there was going to be a new season? You thought I was messing with you, right?
Yeah. I was super pumped because, I mean, I just thought I'd have to wait until Big Brother Canada to get into another season of Big Brother. But now I have this. I mean, it's a little too soon. I wish there was like a month in between, but I'm loving it. Something to do. It's a hobby. Yay.
Yeah. And so I know you're excited, but the other people in your cast, or is everybody sort of excited? Or do you guys feel like that you got a raw deal that, hey, how come we didn't get to just be the only Big Brother people for a year?
I don't know. I heard that when the final three found out, Nicole was kind of pissed, but,
are you serious?
Was that her reaction to it?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's all I know of. I don't know. She no one else has said anything.
I'm not down with OTT.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm
that
down.
Was her quote. Yeah.
I'm down.
Anyway, so Big Meech, now in terms of Jose versus Jason, I know you were pro Jose. Did you have any feelings about Jason going into the house? You seem excited about Jason also.
Yeah, I was really pumped for both of them to go in the house. I know Jose is just, I know him personally, and just seeing how he acted in the house, he's just so entertaining to me. But then again, Jason's a super fan, so it's going to be fun watching him, and
like
it really
you.
Is already. So
yes. So what about Jose? Have you touched base with him to say you're sorry he didn't get in the house?
Yeah, I did. He's like, Jason had stayed in a little bit longer and he has more of a fan base. So it was kind of expected. So he wasn't super.
Will Jose be watching BBOTT?
I don't know. I think he might be busy hosting the Grammys. I don't know if he is. Probably not.
Yeah, he hasn't tweeted about it in about a week, so maybe he might be over it, Taryn.
Yeah.
I think he might be.
The Messiah. He's working on his next project. All right.
He's getting ready to rise again.
Okay. So Big Meech, how much have you immersed yourself in the BBOTT live feeds? Are you following it very closely?
So I do about 2 hours a day, and then I watch like the recaps, and then I just read like, you know, Hamster Watch and like just like updates and stuff and Reddit and stuff like that. So
Taryn, 2 hours a day plus the social media stuff. Is that putting in enough work for a super fan?
No.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh no, it totally is.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, social media is a large part of how like a lot of people keep up with things. And I feel like it's a lot more than most people who watch Big Brother get into. So
yeah.
Friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's friendship there, Taryn.
Big Meech, have you kept up with Paul at all?
I don't know. I haven't. He's just super busy. Like we've tried reaching out to each other on Twitter, but it never happens.
And you're not still mad at him?
No, not at all.
Okay.
We all said stuff in that house. I don't take anything, you know. He might still be mad at me for Pablo. Who knows?
No. You voted for him in the end. I think that it's you're more friendship than pissed, I think.
Okay.
I think that's fine. Okay, so let's get into talking about the week that was. And I know everybody's dying to hear what you have to say about all of this. So, Taryn, I guess from Friday night, we were talking about that Jason was going to be on the hot seat, that Monty was going to have his nominations. Let's just talk through a little bit. I know a lot of people have not been able to watch the BBOTT or watch it and are still confused about what was going on. So we got into the weekend and we got into our first safety ceremony, as they did in the this weekend, or as I like to call it, your table is ready at Applebee's.
It's exactly what it is. And it's the same reaction too. Like, oh awesome.
Oh, okay. Oh, 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 my thing is buzzing. What does this mean? I'm ready to sit down now. I'm ready for wings. Michelle, did you like the idea of the safety ceremony?
I did. It's something totally different. I wish we spiced things up in my season like that. I mean, it was just cool, like the anticipation. And I think the order that it was done kind of put some paranoia into some people's heads, even though Monty said not to look into it. But I think people definitely took it as that. So,
yeah. Now, Taryn had a whole thread on Reddit about his reaction to Monty yesterday. Big Me, what are your takes on the first HOH Monty?
Okay, he reminds me a lot of Devin, and I really love Devin, and I thought he was hilarious. I love watching Monty have HOH-itis. It's pretty funny, in my opinion. I'm not necessarily rooting for him, but I like watching him, you know, get a power trip.
Yeah. Taryn, do you feel like he's on that same sort of Devin Jose trajectory of somebody who is way overplaying the game early on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he definitely was. And, you know, in the beginning of Big Brother 16, it was Devin and Caleb who were both kind of playing way too hard. And so the question is somebody like, you know, say Morgan or Alex going to say, can we work Monty enough that we want to keep him around for long enough that he ends up being more of a Caleb than a Devin? Based on his actions alone, he's definitely like, if he was left to his own devices, he would crash and burn next week, and he still might.
Right. Where the best thing that ever happened to Beast Mode Cowboy was sort of like a Derek sort of like, a, you know, pointing him in the right direction, and them sort of like, especially once they got Amber out of the house, that was then it was he was a fine person to work with.
Yeah, exactly. And I can definitely see that happening with Monty, because Alex and Morgan already have started to like pull on his strings a little bit and seen that, oh, maybe we can control this guy.
Mm-hmm. Big Meech, we're talking about the sisters. Do you like this idea that there are sisters in the house playing as two separate people as a secret?
It's a very old twist. I don't know. It's just, I feel like people are stupid for not like noticing. I know Jason has pointed it out and Justin has pointed it out and like other people have, but I don't know how they're getting away with it still. But I think they're really playing off each other really, really well. And they're doing a good job like strategizing with each other. So
Michelle, would you have been able to tell them apart? Would you have been able to call that out?
Maybe.
Maybe. What do you think, Taryn? Would Big Meech have cracked the case?
Oh, of course.
Oh, good. That's
good. No, they actually, I couldn't tell them apart on the first few days of the feeds. I'm just now starting to be able to, but I think that's largely because Alex had a conversation with Morgan where she basically yelled at her and said, you're not allowed to wear glasses. You're not allowed to wear hats. You need to put makeup on for the whole day. Put on your big fake lashes. We need to distinguish ourselves as much as possible. And now I'm starting to see, okay, this is Alex. This is
it's
Morgan.
When they don't wear makeup, when it's really apparent. Yeah. They look like the same person when they don't wear
it's
makeup.
Funny. And that was a big part of the Monday night recap that they showed, where Alex was very upset about this. She's like, outside of the house, my sister wears fake eyelashes and has big hair. And now she's in the Big Brother house. She's walking around in her pajamas all day with glasses on. She looks exactly like me.
Pulling a Polly with a Paul.
Yeah. Yeah. She's doing that. She's doing that thing. She's getting the same haircut.
Yeah.
Anyway, is there something that goes on in that house, Meech, where you have to basically just absorb the look of another person?
I don't think so, unless you're like, you know, really, really, really strategizing like Polly and Derek. I mean, it never crossed my mind. I mean, I started wearing fake eyelashes a lot because of Natalie, though, but she taught me how to use them.
I had my own look, and then Paul stole it from me at the start. I gave
Best
him that look.
Ever. Yeah. That's so funny.
Big Meech stacked in FL in Florida wants to know, would you have been able to work with your sister in the Big Brother house?
Yeah, we would have been awesome. I feel like we'd have a lot of good bashing sessions together.
Yeah. Is so everything okay? Because a couple times over the summer on social media that we would see, like, it looked like you'd say something in the house and then your sister would get really mad at you and then be tweeting about go Nicole.
Well, she wiped out my Twitter, so I can't see any of that. So.
Oh, well, that was
if you
good.
Have screenshots, send them to me, please.
Oh, my.
Sure, there's some Reddit threats about it.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have to go
that
look.
Was a smart move to wipe that out. That was good. She didn't love that. I guess you said something like you were going to, that she was probably wearing your clothes while you were gone.
Yeah, she was. Very, I have proof.
Got insulted. Oh boy. Yeah, that should be another season.
Yeah. She's only 16. We have all right,
you got a couple more years. You got a couple more years to wait. And then maybe Big Brother 20. We'll get to it. All right. So then, Taryn, picking up with the safety ceremony. So did the two-day safety ceremony create any drama?
No, not really. Especially like the way that they do it. It's so drawn out. You know, there's no real tension. People are just waiting around. And then when their thing finally lights up, everyone goes, yay.
Yeah.
Like when they did the recap, they showed a montage of each one and it was the same like intonation for each yay. Mm-hmm. It was really repetitive. And then even just by the time it got down to it, there's just no reaction.
Yeah. I know it's week one, but doesn't it seem like you could still have everybody sitting around the table? It just seems bizarre that, I mean, how long does it take Monty to push those buttons, Taryn?
He has to literally stand there and talk to himself, but we can't hear what he's saying. And then like every 5 to 7 minutes, they go, you may make your next selection. And then he presses a button. And it's just like, it's so, and you're totally right. Like if they were sitting on the couches or sitting around the table, like watching each other, waiting as like every 30 seconds or so, one of their necklaces would light up. I feel like that creates a lot more tension. And it would be a lot more thrilling to watch.
Or even everybody go in the backyard, everybody go in the kitchen. Like you don't have to sit all around the table, but at least be all in the same room. I mean, there were people that weren't even wearing their necklace when it was like, oh, this is buzzing. Whose phone is this? Somebody's phone is ringing. Who's got this one? Like, oh, I think that's mine. I think I'm safe this week. I don't know. All right. So we ended up with our people that were up ultimately on the block. The original nominees was what, Jason and Danielle?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Big Meech, were you surprised to see Jason on the block this early on?
I wasn't, honestly. I was really sad, and I feel like as a, you know, game move, it's a pretty good one, because if you think about it at the end, America's the jury. Of course, they're going to vote for Jason, so I could see where Monty was coming from.
Yeah. Taryn, how much was Jason expecting to potentially go out on Wednesday night if he didn't win the veto?
Oh, he was completely convinced that he was gone, and he was. So like, you know, Jason being put in that spot, he knew he was the target, and he knew that pretty much everyone was going to vote against him, especially against Danielle at that moment. Even though there was some talk of potentially getting Danielle out, it was definitely Jason in that moment.
And how well did he play being on the block? Because I know I've described his Big Brother 17 performance of him being on the block like Audrey without the blanket. Was he in good spirits throughout the whole thing? And was he working hard to save himself? Was he doing a good job?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he really isn't doing too bad. You know, he had a lot of talks with Monty about like, listen, dude, please, I'm telling you, we're both big targets. We need each other in this game. Monty just like, it goes one through one ear and out the other. Like, he just doesn't comprehend that
concept.
So
he didn't wait until right before the live show to talk to the HOH?
Oh, what a great move.
that is a good idea.
No, he actually had spoken with Monty before, and Monty just isn't really interested in hearing what Jason has to say. He definitely didn't bond with Monty very much, but he had multiple conversations with him strategically. Monty just wasn't very interested.
Yeah. Michelle, what's your take on this sort of bro-liance at the top of BBOTT right now?
I don't see why they would have gotten Cornbread into that alliance. I feel like I think someone was talking, I don't remember who was talking about. They're like, yeah, we got like physical competitors. We have like this brains. And I'm like, what does Cornbread contribute exactly? So I don't know. I mean, it seems like a good idea to start an all guys alliance. I mean, the executives went pretty far, but, yeah,
we'll have a guys alliance and we'll call it the executives. But actually at that point, that if the executives would have held together, you know, that we were thinking at that point in time that Paulie had a really good shot to win the game, Michelle.
Right. Yeah.
What's a better guys alliance name, the executives or the advanced men?
I like the advanced men. It could be advancement or men, either one.
There you go.
I read it. You know how I came up with it? I was reading like a Vaseline bottle and I'm like, shit, I need to come up with like a fake alliance name. And I saw like advanced there and I'm like, advancement. So thank you, Vaseline. Yeah.
You're a regular Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, to drop the Vaseline on the ground. But anyway, so then going back to America's nominee, I think that coming into this season, it's funny because the day the cast came out, we were all talking about, oh, Cornbread is going to be the winner. Watch this. America's favorite house guest is Cornbread. Oh, this is going to be great. Can't wait till Cornbread wins Big Brother OTT. And what a blindside, Michelle, to have Cornbread be America's first nominee.
Right. That's and
probably nobody
me.
Was more surprised than him.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't imagine. I'd feel like shit if I was him.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the problems with Cornbread. You know, Chris Rock once said Cornbread ain't nothing wrong with that. But apparently America has a lot of problems with Cornbread these days, Taryn.
Yeah, and I think it probably starts with the fact that in the HOH game, he volunteered to take Jason out, which, you know, wasn't good for his image. He's also made some somewhat questionable comments. We covered that a bit on the Happy Hour. And so, you know, combine all that with just the fact that he hasn't really lived up to what a lot of people wanted him to be, which is like the you know, jolly, goofy character.
He's not Donnie.
Much more serious. Yeah, exactly. He's much more serious. He's actually playing the game and he's pretty boring. Yeah. So people are not happy with Cornbread.
He's more Ralph Kaiser than Donnie Thompson.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I have no idea who that
is. No idea. Ralph is from Survivor Redemption Island. It's like
Yes.
Yeah, he's the guy with like the beard. And again, he's the guy that like he starts the season and he's saying things like, oh, finding an immunity idol is easier than wiping your hiney with toilet paper. And everybody's like, oh my God, Ralph is everything. He's so funny. But then when it's sort of like it's the kind of game where it's like super serious, doesn't want to make moves, actually not that well. Wacky, actually kind of like seems like a jaded guy, gotcha. Not necessarily as fun as somebody like Donnie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It almost reminds me of Jerry. Didn't everyone really want like Jerry at first from Big Brother 10? And then he turned out to be like an awful like person.
Big Meech. He wants to go play Big Brother again.
Really?
Your cousin-in-law tweeted that this summer.
Wait. Dan, or I'm not talking about Dan. I'm talking about Jerry.
I know you're not talking about Dan. Your cousin-in-law Dan tweeted out that Jerry wanted to go play Big Brother again.
Oh, I wish they brought him back for this season. That'd be good.
Right. That's what Dan said.
Dan and Jerry have made up. I believe Jerry was at Dan's wedding, so everything's cool there.
Everything's cool. So one of the things that came out about Cornbread, and this was from Reddit, home of Big Meech, that there was a thread that was from BB Friendship Express posted about how Cornbread is Honey Boo Boo's uncle.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is this real, Big Meech?
I don't think so. I think it's just a very, very mirror image.
Okay. All right. So it's not actually
doppelganger. I don't know. I think doppelganger.
I know very little about Honey Boo Boo, but as far as I'm aware, it is real. I mean, unless it's a joke, I'm not getting.
Why didn't you guys do recaps on Honey Boo Boo? That's a reality show. Come on.
I guess so. There's no strategy there, Big Meech.
Sure, there is. Judy comps.
Nobody gets voted out. We don't do that. We don't do talent shows, but. Maybe soon we'll get into that. But can somebody verify for us in the chat room whether or not this is real or not?
That he was on the show, but maybe it's not a guarantee that they are actually related.
Okay, so he appeared on the show. That's the thing that I don't like about Cornbread is that he does not seem like Donnie does seem like a genuine guy that it's like, wow, this guy is really out there, as opposed to Cornbread is just seems like a little bit of, I hate to use the word fame whore, but it seems like that he's been trying a couple of different avenues to be like, hey, I want to be the famous redneck. I don't know.
Yeah. The America's Vote thing really hit him hard too, because you can tell like this is what he's on the show for. And right out of the gate, he's the least popular house guest in there. And it's really hit him hard. He was not doing well that night.
Our own Jordan Parhar confirms the rumor, according to Paul Borges. Okay. So according to our own Jordan Parhar is reporting that
that this is that he verifies, he stands by this report from BB Friendship Express.
Ooh. There you go. Yeah. Jordan knows all the info, the insider info.
He knows all the info. Michelle, why do you watch Honey Boo Boo?
I used to, not gonna lie.
Yeah. All right. That's one I've never seen. Luckily, I haven't been able to keep up too much with that. All right. So Cornbread ends up on the block, and then Jason ends up coming down because of the veto. And then it's time to talk about a replacement nominee. Taryn, can you talk us through the decision to name a replacement nominee?
Yeah. So basically, Monty was deciding between Shelby and Chrissy, because they were two people that were initially up in his head as potential nominees. And, you know, with Jason off the table, he needed somebody that he could put up there to ensure Cornbread's safety. And he felt like Chrissy ultimately is the safest option. He could get the most people to vote Chrissy out. He wanted to keep Shelby because he had the girls in his ear telling him, no, we got to keep Shelby, because as we know, Shelby is part of this alliance. And now they do call themselves the Plastics.
I love it.
So yes, the Plastics have kept Shelby off the block. He also considered nominating Justin, but felt maybe it's too early to make that move. I just want to do the safe play and make sure Cornbread is safe.
Okay. All right. And how are the votes shaping up going into Wednesday night? Do we know this, Taryn?
They are still a little bit up in the air. It should be Chrissy evicted, probably no matter what. The numbers with that may vary, because basically what's happening is, you know, Chrissy theoretically has Jason, Justin, Neely, and then Danielle has also been campaigning for Cornbread to go instead of Chrissy. So she has those three votes, and then America's vote to go on to Cornbread. And then if Danielle can get Shane to flip, then theoretically Shane's vote, which makes five, but five isn't enough because there's another five against Chrissy, and Shane and Monty will break the tie. So ultimately, it seems like they potentially could get five votes, but even then it's not enough. And at that point, they'll probably all just default back to voting with the House.
Michelle, do you have a horse in this race? Who are you hoping goes out on Wednesday night?
Gosh, I honestly don't know at this point. I mean, I kind of want Chrissy to go out, but we'll see.
Why don't you like her? Because you hate women?
I don't know. She cries a lot.
Yes. You don't like people that cry a lot in the house?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I just feel like she isn't really doing a lot. I feel like she's just starting to play a little bit now. I don't know. She just kind of annoys me, not going to lie.
Yeah. Taryn, what's your take on Chrissy? I know Brent was saying on the Happy Hour that he did not love her on the show and he thought he would.
Yeah. You know, she just isn't prepared for the game. She clearly had a perception of what the show was that wasn't what the show actually is. She purposely went into the show not watching any of it because she didn't want to, she felt like that would make her, put her at a disadvantage. She really feels like this was a way to get her some publicity, you know, for her band and for her personality, I guess.
That always works.
Yeah. And it's a lot more intense than I think she expected. And she hasn't really adapted to the game very well. She doesn't really know anything about how to play the game, and she hasn't even like thought about like, well, this is what I might need to do strategically. She just has this idea that she's just here to make jokes and be a funny character.
But is she being funny?
Not particularly, you know, like, especially, you know, she came in the first day cracking jokes, you know, being Chrissy. And then, you know, pretty soon afterwards, she's just been in this slow decline. And she even talks about like how she hates it in the diary room because they force her to be a certain way that she's not. And she feels like she can't even be funny in the diary room. And she feels like she's just, you know, she's letting everyone down. And it's just, it's a mess right now with Chrissy.
All right. So you're at Big Meat. You're out on Chrissy. You want to see her go home on Wednesday night.
Right. And I feel like I want Cornbread to stay because of all that, you know, his just character and how America hates him. I think it's pretty funny to watch him just be Cornbread. So
you see, you're hoping for a Cornbread meltdown.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
You want to see Cornbread broken when he realizes how much America does not care for him.
he really is broken right now. He's like soggy Cornbread right now. It's just like
who knows? Maybe he's gonna want HOH.
Completely dour.
Never know.
Cornbread, I could give you
a piece of advice of what to do when America turns on you and you know that you are a fan favorite and a champion.
I can't. This is the best part about the podcast is your impression of Polly.
Yeah. So we'll see ultimately how this plays out. So Tara, what about Danielle in terms of how she's been able to ride this out? So do you feel like that she is going to come away from
Danielle
this?
Has been getting closer and closer with Shane, and it's putting more and more of a target on her back because Shane is playing a lot of angles, and the plastics are on to Shane, and they're very wary of him, and they don't really like Danielle very much because she hasn't really done much bonding with them. So the fact that right now, you know, she came into the house saying she wants to make big moves, she wants to like not just be a Zakiya essentially, and she is doing that right now. She's campaigning hard to get Cornbread out of the house, but it's a very dangerous thing to do because, as I mentioned, the plastics are already sort of thinking maybe we don't want Danielle in this house. They've already brought the idea up to Monty. Hey, maybe we can flip the votes onto Danielle. If they get, you know, too much of a whiff of this campaigning against Cornbread, maybe that idea takes even firmer hold and maybe she actually goes out this week.
Yeah. Michelle, what did you think of Danielle coming into the game and saying that my least favorite house guest is Zakiya?
I love Zakiya, but I think that it's funny how she's going straight into a showmance right off the bat. Like, at first it looked like there's something with Justin, and now it's with Shane, and it's like, well, you're starting to play a little bit like Z, but she's campaigning, I think she's doing a good job, but it may be coming too strong, so...
Yeah, Taryn, now have you been able to pinpoint how much of BB18 they were able to see? Because from the interviews pregame, you know, you had people like Monty saying that he thought Victor was going to be the best winner of Big Brother that there had ever had been. So do we know exactly if they ever got filled in on who won BB18?
They do not know who won BB18. Even Jason doesn't know.
Why can't they tell them? Who cares?
I don't know. It is strange. I believe they saw up to final three, but I also heard them say that Nicole was never nominated. So maybe they saw up to final four, but I'm pretty sure they saw up to final three. But yeah, obviously they know who the final three was based on the advice board that's still in the house. But yeah, they still don't know that Nicole won. It's weird to hear them speculate about it too. Like, oh, maybe Paul's the winner. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's weird.
That is funny. Michelle, can you think of any good reason why they wouldn't go ahead and just tell them what happened?
I have no idea whatsoever. I don't see the point of it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Have you heard anybody talk about you on the live feeds yet?
Yeah. Jason mentioned me selling people's stuff on eBay a couple times. That's the only thing that I know of, unless you guys know of anything else.
No.
Is that where
no.
you got the idea to sell the hoodie?
Pardon? Yeah. I was like, you know, Jason reminded me, I got to start putting some of this stuff on eBay now. So thanks, Jason.
Yeah. Taryn, how did that rumor start? Who lost something?
I think it was just that, you know, somebody, it might have been on Reddit actually, came up with this like long-winded theory about like, you know, maybe Michelle is a kleptomaniac, and like with all this evidence of like, did she steal this? Like, oh, and James found his hoodie in her bag. Ooh. And she was freaking out. Like, mm-hmm. We did all say on the podcast that we thought it was malarkey. So
yeah.
We tried to get to the bottom of it, but there was not enough evidence to convict.
Thank you.
Yes. So, overall, Taryn, that we're closing the book almost on one full week of Big Brother that we started. Tomorrow will be a full turn around the week from Wednesday to Wednesday. Overall, what has your Big Brother OTT experience been? Has it been a positive one? Because I'm hearing a lot of mixed reviews from people.
For me, it's been very positive. You know, it's again, like I've talked about this before, but being able to see all of the stuff that happens in that first week has just been really, really cool. I think we came into the feeds for Big Brother 18 on like day 8, and it's still only day 6 right now. So we would have seen basically none of this, and it's really interesting. And the cast has proven to be a lot more promising than I would have expected preseason. And you know, apart from the America's voting thing, which I'm still not a huge fan of, I think that we could be in for an interesting season.
Yeah. And I don't think that the America's Vote thing is changing too much, too many different things. And we're getting fun stuff like getting to see Cornbread get very upset where he's going to be nominated by America. So all in all, I think it's fine. And Michelle, what's your take on America voting on stuff? They gave you a care package.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I think it's a great way to spice up the game, definitely. And the vote, I think, can only really influence it if it is very close. Like, if I have had America's Vote, which probably America would voted Paul all over me, but still, it could have saved me. So it could definitely save someone. But yeah, and I think it's cool we get to pick have-nots, too.
Michelle, have you voted for anything yet?
I have not. No. I'm going to vote today, though.
All right. And what are you going to vote for? Have nots?
I am going to vote to cast, or I vote to evict Chrissy.
Wow. They'll give a meech speech in your eviction.
No, not yet, okay. But I'll come up with one. I'm curious to see what her speech is going to be like.
Okay. Then I want to just get your first impressions on a couple of these other house guests. What about Shelby?
I love Shelby. She is my favorite girl at the moment. She's hilarious. She's kind of playing a really bad game right now. She almost went up, which is kind of scary, but I'm glad she's safe this week. But she's hilarious. I love her. I want to be best friends with her.
Taryn, you still in on Shelby?
Yeah, I do like Shelby. You know, I think that she has potential, and I think that she made some good moves, which saved her from the block. But yes, also her personality has grated on some people, which has put a target on her back.
Okay, let's talk about this season's super fan, Big Meech. What do you think of Scott?
I love Scott too. He is hilarious as well. I mean, I loved his whole makeover thing. He looked so funny. I love his little vest that he got from Kohl's. And I think some people are saying he's a rat right now, but I think he's just playing a really good game. He might be playing a little bit too hard, but I think he's solid right now. No one's really thrown his name around a lot.
Taryn, it's funny in the like Monday recap that they posted, like they didn't really establish what had gone on with Scott. And then they just like cut to him like talking, and it was like, wait, what's going on here? What is this?
Is this still Scott, or does he have a secret twin? Like what's going on?
Why is he like some sort of like goth vampire right now?
Yeah, that lipstick was not the best for his skin tone.
Can we explain what was he doing? I saw pictures of it during the day, so it wasn't a super big shock to me. But what was going on, Big Meech?
I think it was Morgan or Shelby, one of them two, was giving him a makeover, and he just decided to wear it for a while.
Yeah.
And chill in the hammock.
All right, Michelle, what do you think of Justin in the Big Brother house? Of course.
You're asking me all the people I like.
All right, I'm asking you all the people we didn't talk about yet.
Oh, Justin, he is just the biggest character ever. I mean, today if you guys watched the veto ceremony, he was like, wait, we don't get a vote now? He thought they were supposed to vote right then. It was pretty funny. And then like when he got like the crab thing, he's like, he like literally did a crab walk to the DR. It was so funny. I just think he's such a different character than anything I've seen in a while. And I really, really like him.
Yeah.
The house guests were informed today that America will be getting an eviction vote. And when they were called to the living room, Justin was talking with Shane and Danielle, and they told him like, if this is the vote, like we're voting, Chrissy, we need to go with the house. And then afterward, he was talking to Shane. He was like, I was, you know, my strategy for voting people is just like, who makes me the most depressed in the house? And so I was planning on voting Chrissy anyway.
Oh my gosh.
All right. What about Neely?
Neely, I don't really get a good read on her yet. She's kind of just there, in my opinion. I don't know, just kind of blah in the background. I don't know if you guys agree, but that's...
Taryn, do you have a strong take on Neely?
Yeah, she hasn't really been doing much. And what she has been doing has just been very ineffective. It, you know, nothing really to report on that end.
And then finally, the only other person that we really haven't touched on is Shane. Any thoughts on Shane, Michelle?
He looks so much better with his hair up. Even the photographer kind of hinted at it, which was kind of funny. I don't know. He's definitely putting a target on his back right now. And then his showmance with Danielle, they should probably distance themselves.
Hey, all Shanes and Danielles need to get together in the Big Brother house. That's a thing. Has to happen every season. So then I want to start to get into some of the questions that we have from the listeners. Hashtag RHAP. Scott St. Pierre is going to be pulling questions about BB18 or BBOTT or anything you want to talk about here today live. Hashtag RHAP. Michelle, before we get into the questions, do you have a winner pick for BBOTT?
Let me see here. I do not have one at the moment, but I just have favorites. Winner pick? I'll say Scott. Whatever.
Scott.
Yeah, yes. Let's go.
Okay.
He was the first one in. Maybe he's going to break the curse. Let's go.
What curse?
The first one to walk in the door.
First one to walk in the door. I didn't even know that was a curse.
Yeah. No one who has ever walked in the door first has won. And I walked in first. So that's why I didn't win.
Yeah. Karen, did you ever make a winner pick on this?
I don't think we did made like an actual pick.
Yeah, did you have anybody?
You know, I want to go Alex just because I really, really like Alex, but I could honestly see Morgan surpassing her just because Morgan is probably better socially and with Alex's advice, that makes her a really deadly player. And I also like Scott a lot, but I'll go with Alex just because I'm in love with her. So
well, you're in love with her. Wow. like romantically, or you just like platonically, you like her game?
Well, Rob, sometimes it's really hard to separate those two things. For me.
Okay. I've never heard you talk this way about a Big Brother contestant.
Ooh.
Mitch Moffitt?
I guess other than Mitch or Dan, I didn't know that. Again, it's hard for me to tell that I'm sort of like, now I'm blushing. I don't know if you're talking romantic or not. Showmantic. Okay. All right. Let's get into some of these questions that we have for you guys. Let's start here with a question from Joe, who says, Big Meech, meet our puppy, Big Meech. She cries a lot, but we love her. Oh, my goodness. This is somebody That's named their dog Big Meech.
I love what kind of dog is it? I love it.
What is that? Like a Jack Russell Terrier, Taryn?
Aw.
I don't know. I can't see.
You're the expert. Looks like the dog from Frasier.
Edmo
wants to know, should Danielle have been helping Jason during the POV competition? Now, first off, Taryn, was Danielle helping Jason during the POV competition?
To some extent, but not really. Like they talked to each other about, and we should set up what the competition was. Basically there was a big vault and there were clues put around the house, to the combination of the vault. And then they got to guess at the combination. It was a combination of four numbers. And so they were running around the house and pretty much everybody was teamed up against both Danielle and Jason. And so after a little while, they thought like, this is impossible. They talked to each other. They gave each other some hints because they had no idea what they were doing. But it didn't really amount to much anyway. And, I don't fault her for talking. I mean, Jason was giving her just as much information as she was giving him. So
Michelle, do you have a thought on this?
Not about the whole Danielle Jason thing, but about the comp itself. That was so hard. I don't know how they figured it out by themselves without, interchanging information. That comp's insane. I would have failed at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does seem as though these competitions that we've seen so far in BBOTT are more mental competitions and more sort of like ongoing puzzle type games. Michelle, do you like that more than the competitions? Not necessarily as a player, but as a viewer?
Yeah, I do. I think it's good for the feeds because it kind of drags out and it's like kind of forces you to watch it more. And it's just interesting because it's something we've never really seen before. So,
okay. Let's take some more questions. This is from Jeremiah Paul. Says, are the feeds always this interesting? I love them. I might become a live feed correspondent. Taryn, have these been better than average live feeds? Or are that, again, because we've never seen a week one of live feeds, is it possible that they're always like this?
It's definitely possible that they're always like this. I think a big aspect of it is that things are still very fluid and things are forming here and then breaking up and then forming over here. Usually by week two and especially by week three, things have really solidified into two separate groups or into one group that's just picking off the stragglers. And there's not as much change. There's not as much fluidity. So the feeds kind of die down a little as far as that goes. So it definitely could be the fact that it's week one, but it's also that we're seeing a lot more than we usually see. Like it's getting to watch the photo shoot and getting to watch the competitions and there's no down, there's no outages, there's no fish or anything. So it's definitely been a better experience despite that.
Michelle, could you compare what you've seen on the live feeds to your own experience week one in BB 18 that we didn't get to see because of the live feeds? Do you feel like that this is actually pretty much par for the course, or do you think that this is a more exciting week one that might typically go on in the Big Brother house?
I think it's a more exciting week one just because they already have an eviction coming up right away, and we had 2 weeks, and ours wasn't that interesting in the beginning. We kind of knew that Jose was going home. I mean, they tried to save or to put the target on Polly, but it wasn't as, like, you know, chaotic as it is right now.
Do you ever think about what would have been different if Glenn would have stayed, if that photo finish? I think you change everything. Nicole doesn't even win if Glenn gets that last coconut in before Corey.
I always think about it.
Yes. And then you wake up and it's like, oh, it was just
a dream.
It was just a bad dream that oh, no, Glenn's got kicked off first. Yeah. I love Glenn, Michelle.
Mm-hmm, me too.
He's the best. Okay. Lori Hopper says, Taryn, any advice for America when voting? What can we be doing better? Coach Taryn, what can America be doing better?
Well, I tried to give advice for the nominations, but people didn't listen to me.
What was your advice?
Well, I told them to nominate Shane. I felt like that gave Jason a much better chance. You know, ultimately he wins the veto, so it doesn't matter, but I still think it would have given him a much better chance. When it comes to the voting, though, I think my biggest advice is just like, probably wait a little bit, mm-hmm. Wait until the votes have solidified so you know where the votes are going. Don't just try to predict beforehand and lock in your vote when you don't even know what's going to happen yet. Mm-hmm. Wait, and then it'll be very easy to know once you know where the votes are going, where you should put your vote.
And when can people vote up until?
I believe until like 4 o'clock tomorrow.
4 o'clock tomorrow. Okay. All right. So still got some time.
Yeah.
Okay, and you have to vote online, or is it via text?
You can vote online. You go to the CBS website, and there's a little tab called Vote, and then you just go, you choose which one you want to vote for, and it's open until 4 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, so okay. Plenty of time.
Let's take a question from Stacked in Florida. Big Meech, did you know that all the feeders were talking about your undercover skills?
No, what undercover skills?
Yeah. Are you sure that they're asking a question for Big Meech and not talking about Nicole and Corey's undercover skills?
Yeah, that is quite the skill there.
Yeah, they had a lot of undercover skills in the game. Yeah.
What did I just hear?
Taryn, what undercover skills does Big Meech have?
I don't know.
Yeah. Thanks, Stacked in Florida, but there is none. I don't know what Feedsters.
That was the same commenter that also asked if you would play with your sister.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Morgan Stradling says, what is the link to Big Meech's YouTube channel?
It's on my Twitter. Go look. I don't know it.
All right. There you go. All right. This is from Michael Tanner says, is everyone voting out breadcrumbs? Yes, right.
I mean, that's probably one of the. It depends, because if you really want to save Danielle, or if you want to save Chrissy, then maybe you want to put the vote on Danielle, because the vote could theoretically shift to Danielle. Or if you want to save Danielle, put it on Chrissy, because Chrissy's probably the better option there. Or again, it's, you really got to wait if you want to know, if you want to really be confident in your vote.
Yeah. Michelle Stacked in FL is posting in the chat room. Please let her know that there was no shade meant. So okay. no disrespect.
I didn't
meant
take any
from Stacked in FL. Yes,
it's all good.
Yes. Okay. Stacked is where you're gonna block them now.
No, I don't block people.
She's not blocking people. Okay. All right. Then Scott Wrigley says, has Michelle purchased a giant pink onesie yet? Was that something you were planning on doing?
Yeah, for Halloween. I have not yet. I'll have to cash my stipend check, and then we'll do that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. And how many pink onesies can you buy for a Big Brother stipend?
No idea, but probably hundreds.
Hundreds. Wow. Okay. That's good. That's good. James,
that was like a tiebreaker question.
James says, Meech, if you had been in the final three with James and Paul, one HOH, who would you have taken to the final two?
James and who?
Paul.
Oh, I would have taken James.
Why? Because James is the obvious person to beat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, more loyal to him, so.
You felt like Paul made a really big mistake?
I did.
Yeah. Now, that seemed like that was the consensus, Big Meech.
Yep.
Edmo says, Michelle, what has got you so obsessed with our boy, JP? Now, you did, you seemed like you were a fan of Jordan's Big Brother performance on the feeds. What was it about Jordan?
I don't know. He's really cute, funny, and he likes Big Brother.
Cute, funny, and likes Big Brother. Wow. So good for
and
Jordan.
His voice isn't annoying,
he doesn't have an annoying voice.
Yeah, okay, like, guys, about quit that. It. You guys got to shit on me this for 3 months. I'm not mad. Y'all can't be mad. I didn't mean it.
Who's mad?
My voice is annoying too.
Nobody's mad.
Okay.
We're not mad.
No, we're
but Michelle.
We're
we
really
did.
Not. We weren't even mad when we found it. We thought it was really funny.
We weren't mad. Yeah. So that when we did our cast assessment and we talked about how like, oh, we thought you're going to do well, but then the next day, then a bunch of people were pulling these Reddit posts that you had made.
Yeah.
And you talked about how not only that you hate the way I say the word because, and also you didn't like any of the live feed correspondents. You didn't like all three of them. Only Jordan's the only person you like on this show.
Well, that's not true anymore.
Not true anymore. Okay. Yeah. Once
awesome,
we're in acquired
Taryn.
Taste. Yes.
I don't know about Alex and Brett or Alec, whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
I haven't talked to them yet.
Sure, that'll be fine. Anna says, if Shelby hadn't aligned with the plastics, would she have been the replacement nominee? It worked for her now, but everyone hates her.
Yeah.
Everyone hates Shelby now, Taryn?
I wouldn't say everybody, but there's definitely a lot of people that do. Justin and Jason aren't super happy with her because she basically turned her back on the OTT Jamboree. Cornbread hates her because she insulted him, I guess.
How'd she insult Cornbread?
I'm trying to remember. She said something about like he was the most likely person to have like done something gross in the bathroom. and he was
say this one more time. I'm not following. So what happened?
Like they were talking about like, you know, did somebody go to the bathroom and then not flush or something? and then she was like, I feel like Cornbread is probably the most likely to have done that.
And then it got back to him.
Well, it was right in front of him.
Well, there's some truth to that because a couple of nights ago, either last night on the live feeds, he went up to use the bathroom like at like really late at night and he didn't wash his hands. So who knows?
Oh, boy. Shades of Jerry in Big Brother 3, Taryn.
And Chef Joe.
Well, yeah. Why wasn't Danielle upset about it?
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, so that, I mean, that's another thing. And I do agree with the question. I think that if Shelby hadn't aligned with the plastics, she probably would have been in a lot of danger of going up because, Shane was actually pushing for it, you know, via Danielle. So, or through, because of Danielle. So, you know, it really did save her this week.
Okay. Boy, Cornbread, you want America's vote, you got to practice good hygiene. I think that's the thing.
Right? The thing.
America wants to, you know, America doesn't want to be grossed out. All right. No Uncle Austin action. Big Brother psychos. Why is Big Meech sitting on the floor?
Because Renee took my room and I don't have a good desk. So.
Oh, you're a have not.
Yeah, whatever. I have a bed. I could sit there. Can I just say, though, that the Plastics Alliance name is my favorite alliance name in all of Big Brother history, aside from Big Brother Canada, the freak show. But the Plastics is just amazing. What?
Yeah, what? You're a big Mean Girls fan?
Yeah. It's such a good name.
Okay.
Well, it's funny because the name came from Jason and then Shelby kind of like making fun of these girls. And then when Shelby kind of turns her back on Jason and joins them, she suggested it as the name for the alliance.
I know. It's perfect.
So it's a very, very great way of that name coming about.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the executives too.
It's better than the Fatal Five.
Oh yeah. I would have much rather had the Plastics.
All right. Stacked is back to ask, if Meech was in the House, who would she vote out? Would she vote Cornbread knowing that America nommed him and work for America's vote? That is a good question. Do you think that the House guests will, they are trying to win over America if they know America wants to see Cornbread go home? Isn't that a smart move to pile the votes on whoever America put up? You know, America's probably going to put an extra vote on that person if they're not your ally.
Right. Well, I mean, if you think about it, they probably nominated, you know, Cornbread because they know he's playing the game, and it's always a good hint, in my opinion. So I probably would have voted out Cornbread, to be honest, if I was in the House.
Taryn, do you like that as a strategy?
Not particularly. I feel like what you want to do is, like, what will gain you more favor is working with the people that America likes rather than taking out the people they dislike. And leaving in people that they dislike is just more people ahead of you in line to be nominated the next time America votes. Obviously, right. He can't be nominated twice in a row, but keep him until week three and maybe he's nominated again, whereas you might have been if he was gone.
Okay.
That is true.
Let's go. More questions with Big Meech. Entasis X23. Are the plastics going to wear pink on Wednesdays?
I hope so. I wish Big Brother would tell them to.
I hope so, too.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Edmo is back. How do you feel about Jason being the player to return Michelle? Michelle, so out of all of the Big Brother alumni, what do you think of the choice of Jason as the person to come back?
I think it was a good choice. I mean, he's interesting. He's funny. He's I don't know if he's playing a great game right now, but he knows a lot about the show and he got shafted in his season. So I'm hoping that he redeems himself.
Let me ask you real talk now. So if Big Brother OTT is a success and next fall we have a Big Brother OTT 2, would you potentially be a house guest that would go in and play with a bunch of newbies?
I wanted to do it this season. I asked.
You wanted to go straight through.
Yeah. Save my plane ticket.
Wow.
Yeah, totally. I really hope I get asked back, but I don't know if I will personally. I don't think I would do it.
Because I feel like that there were probably a lot of people that said no to going on BBOTT.
Really?
I think people were holding out for being on the TV version of Big Brother, being on an All-Stars.
Yeah. Mm.
Would you do that if you felt like that it was going to jeopardize you being on an All-Stars?
No, I would still. I mean, you got to take the chance when you can. You can't hold out. You know what
I
mean?
That's right. Got to make big moves.
And $250,000 is still a lot, too. And the chances are higher. There's 13 people rather than 16.
It's a lot of onesies, Taryn.
And you're playing against newbies. You're not playing against a whole bunch of people that already played the game, too.
That's fair. Also, I want to get some questions. Chat room, if you've got questions for Big Meech as well, I want to take those while we're on here. Taryn, any questions that you have for Big Meech going back to BB18? What were some of the things that we never got an answer for?
Oh, man. this was sort of a debate on the Happy Hour. We saw Paul call you the C word.
Mm-hmm.
How much did that factor in the jury house? Like, was that like a really big contentious point?
I know some of the girls were upset. I know Day was upset, and Bridget, but it wasn't a heat. Like, they basically saw the clip and we talked about it here and there, but it wasn't really a whole bunch of like, I hate Paul stuff. It was more when Natalie came in and started telling us how Paul was trying to turn her against James and the speech he gave, which was, that kind of made me more upset than what he did to me.
Michelle, could you tell us any more about the jury deliberation segment with Dr. Will? Because I know when we were talking in the backyard, you said that Dr. Will, you felt like Dr. Will was mean to you, but we really didn't see that in the edited version of the show. Could you just expand a little bit more about what that segment was like?
He asked me a lot of questions and targeted at me a lot. But it was more of his mannerisms. I know he's Dr. Will. That's just who he is. But, you know, when I was crying, you'd see him smirking, obviously. And that didn't help when Corey was over there smirking, too. And it just felt like I was being ganged up upon, which I didn't like. But
did you watch the edited version of that yet? Did you watch the finale?
I have not, no.
Okay. I'd love to know from you after you get a chance to see it, if you feel like it was true to what actually happened there, or if you felt like it was a much more cut down version. Because it really did seem like it was rather tame, and it seemed like that you were getting very upset.
How long is it? Because we were there for 2 hours talking.
Probably, what, like 7 minutes, Taryn?
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, yeah, you guys missed a lot then.
Yeah, it's not very long. So interesting. And I really felt like that Will didn't really ask any pointed questions. I thought he was just sort of like there facilitating it.
Yeah, well, that was when you saw us going back and forth, he would facilitate. So he'd go around and ask, like, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? What do you think of this? And then that's just kind of, and then kind of interject at times. He had like an earpiece thing in, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Also, Big Meech, I heard you're going to be appearing at Paulie's upcoming meet and greet coming up this October.
Yeah, I paid my $60 last night.
Yes.
Can't wait. So
you got VIP.
VIP, you know it. I'm going to get a huge shirt that says Jersey Girl on it.
Typical Jersey Girl.
Yeah, just type thing, you know, whatever.
Okay. All right. How about a couple of the other questions from the chat room? This is from Saroja, who wants to know, Meech, do you think that James would do better in OTT since he kind of plays to America anyway?
Yeah, he would have done way, way better in OTT. I mean, he did super well in 18, in my opinion. He made it to Final Three. Yeah, and I think he's really good at connecting with everyone and making the newbies feel safe. So,
yeah. And Tassis X wants to know, does Big Meech watch Survivor? Are you following the millennials and the Gen Xers?
I do not follow Survivor. I've seen like a couple episodes from like Bronze and Beauty or something like that.
Pissed.
But that's it.
Yeah. Why? What's your deal?
I just never got into it. I'm a busy girl. I wasn't, you know, I'm going to try though. Any Big season Meech. That
what
recommend?
Are you busy making? YouTube videos? You can't watch an hour of Survivor?
You know how much Survivor, how many seasons there are there? Like 30?
Well, you don't have to watch it from the beginning. You didn't even do that with Big Brother.
Okay, fine. I'll start this season just for you, Rob. Just for
it's
you.
There's only 2 episodes.
I'll try to catch up. I'll let you know what I think about it.
Okay. Let's see. This is, let me see if I got any other questions. Stacked wants to know, I want to know if Meech let the girls know about Paulie bragging about Z in the bumper cars elsewhere. And if that day was referencing what she said to Zakiya, does that any of that ring a bell?
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. When I went to the jury house, I had told Z, so.
Yes. And so what was that like in the jury house? Because we never really got a full account of that. So basically, like in the jury house, and again, that, you know, Paulie's there by the time you get there. But what is it? Just like Devon and Bridget just trying to tell him like, oh, Devon, he's no good for you. And then he's like, Z, I am good for you. That don't listen to them. Listen to your heart. Come with me.
Right. So the dynamics when I had gotten there was it was already pretty much divided. It wasn't like people going at each other. It was just one side of the house, other side of the house, kind of like Big Brother. But yeah, I guess he just roped her in. You know, if they're happy together, that's fine.
Okay.
All right. And, I support
Z. The update is still together?
I think so. I don't know. I haven't really kept up on it.
What about Nicole and Corey? Still together after the show?
No idea.
No idea.
What is going on?
Please, yeah. You're killing me with these. I can't. You're giving me traumatic PTSD.
I'm trying to see if there's any other good ones that I have for you. We have this one, which I didn't get to play a lot.
There's a big bruise on him now.
Do you remember that?
Can I clear that up? I was very afraid that I had like hurt his kidney because if you hit the kidney a certain way, it could lead in kidney death. And I thought I was going to get like a penalty nomination. That's what okay. I for harm. So that's why I was crying.
It was fine. It was fine. Let me see. Any other good quotes from Big Brother?
You know your boy's got to be Italian because all he's doing is rocking gold chains this summer.
Yeah.
What the heck, gold chain?
Yeah, how many episodes have you watched?
I've watched maybe 4 or 5.
Only 4 or 5. Now, I'm surprised because I know that you're a super fan. And so I feel like that if I was on Big Brother, the first thing I would do is watch all the episodes when I got out of the house.
Right. I'm just like super busy doing like YouTube and like hanging out with my family and all that jazz. But I've been trying to. I'm not like afraid to watch it by any means. I've already seen like all, like I've seen a lot of clips on YouTube, like the Big Brother channel. I've seen a lot of clips.
Yeah. So it's not at all that you're afraid to watch it or part of you doesn't want to see it.
Mm-mm. And it's like, I don't even know if I want to watch like, what, like, you know, the downfall, like the last 3 or 4 episodes. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Let's see, Taryn, anything else you want to ask Big Meech or talk about BBOTT before we start to wrap this up?
Well, I do want to talk about the sisters just a little bit more. Something that that's happened with Monty. Well, basically, Alex has been telling Morgan, you know, go use your social game, like go draw in Shelby. She went out, she drew in Shelby. Then she was like, all right, good, Morgan. Now go up and sleep in Monty's bed and separate him from Shane. And she literally did exactly that. Like she went up, bonded with Monty, and she has completely pulled Monty away from Shane. And they seemingly have control of Monty at this point. So very impressed with Morgan and her ability to do that.
To go and direct her sister.
Well, and Alex, like being able to direct things in the right way. You know, Alex has still got a good, close relationship with Scott, who's probably their biggest threat at this point as far as like game ability. So I'm really liking what they're doing in the house right now.
Yeah. I mean, whatever happened to like, oh, the last thing I want to do in Big Brother is work with my sister. I would never want to do that.
She is constantly saying that. Like, I hate that I have to work with you because I don't want to, but go do this.
I'm wondering if that's all a front. Like when you go into Big Brother, you don't know anyone else. Wouldn't you want to work with your sister of all people? I don't get why they're saying that.
Mm-hmm. You'd think, but like, it's very reminiscent of the Pax Bros where like their conversations together are very antagonistic. They're just like yelling at each other most of the time, but they're being very effective right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they are. They're doing a good job.
All right. Now, Meech, one other thing I wanted to ask you about was that now a lot of people know that we are looking for to potentially add another voice to the Robin's Podcast live feed correspondent. You had said on Twitter that you might be interested in being a live feed correspondent.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
Now, Meech, we need people to be unbiased on the live feeds.
That might be a problem.
we need to know, like when Taryn reports something, we know that it's not that he hates, even if he hates Monty, he can still say he did a good job.
You mean against other people, like other live feeder correspondents? Oh, I don't, you know, I respect everyone's, you know.
No. I'm saying that if there's somebody you hate in the house, will you be able to tell us the honest opinion about what they're doing? The facts?
Yeah, I would say facts.
Okay. All right, Tara, what do you buy that?
Well, I mean, I think if Brent can manage, then Meech probably can.
Okay. All right. Well,
I think Brent's tactic is just like he declares that he's biased and then he feels like that's
what
better.
It is. Like, hey, look, like that. This is opinion, not this is, and this is what I'm seeing. That's good. I like that tack. But anyway, so, all right. So, Big Meech, if you are so interested, we are going to be looking at a lot of people. We have something very fun coming up as a way that we're going to start looking at some other live feed voices over the course of BBOTT. And I just want to lock down a few more details, but I'm very excited about this.
Sounds awesome.
I was
fun event.
Bread for this. So
yeah, bread for this. Like, hell yeah, cornbread. Like
yeah,
we'll be like bringing in a vet.
Yeah. All right. And then also in the chat room, people are asking, they want a request of...
This is a damn good steak. This thing is cooked to perfection, and I'm all about it because these biceps ain't going to feed themselves. So your boy needs his meat.
Your boy needs his meat.
That is the best sound clip ever.
Yeah.
Was that for Outback?
Outback. Yep. And that was the night that Big Meech was born. It all comes back together.
Gotta love it. I should sell those pink pants on eBay.
Yeah. You're going to open up an eBay store. So, all right. Good. All right. So, and by the way, I see in the chat room, people are asking about Brent. Brent came back and he said he loves BBOTT, Taryn, right?
Yeah, Brent's been seemingly here to stay for this one. Yes. It's entirely his choice. He is not being replaced.
No, he's not. He said that he didn't know if he was going to like it. I said, I bet you do. And then he came through and said, no, I actually, he likes it a lot.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So Big Meech, so fun to get to talk to you about this.
Yeah, and thanks, so
we'll talk with you more this season on the BBOTT.
Okay.
Okay. Big Meech, do you have a hashtag you want people to use for this podcast?
Hashtag Michelle has an annoying voice.
No, that's too long. That's too long, Meech. Come on. Come on.
Hashtag your boy needs his meat. Your boy,
yeah. This is a damn good steak. This thing is cooked to perfection, and I'm all about it because these biceps ain't going to feed themselves.
Not gonna
boy
feed
needs
them.
His meat.
Boy needs his meat. Yeah,
we did see on the feeds that Monty has coined the term Monty-mentum.
Really? Monty-mentum!
stepping all over Meech-mentum.
Can we talk about how he was saying, they're talking about Jokers or something. He's like, I have to be at the top because I'm HOH. Literally at the bottom, literally number 13.
Yeah, so it's Jason with a bullet at number one, if I would guess. I do love to look at the live up, the polls on Jokers.
It has been Shelby. Jason mm-hmm. seems to have replaced her there. And then Justin is currently number two and Shelby back down at number three now.
Well, look at Justin at number two. Do you think that it's the male nudity? Is that what's really helping him go to the top of the charts, Meech?
I think he's just such a character. So funny, so random, so like ditzy almost. He always seems high. I love the guy so much.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Monty is at the bottom and Cornbread is right there with him. Whitney, we didn't talk about Whitney the whole show. She's number 11th in the Joker's updates. Why are people out on Whitney?
Well, it takes her a long time to get out a sentence. I know that's what a lot of people have been saying.
Live feed people are busy.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe.
This takes too much time. Just vote her down.
Yeah, Taryn, you can't listen to Whitney in 3X like you do podcasts.
Yeah, listening to Whitney at 3X is just like normal speed.
Normal speed. okay.
But right. I don't see a lot of like hate for her, but mm-hmm. she's not very popular. I think, you know, she talked about I think the way that she's talked about her boyfriend people don't like, and mm-hmm. she's with the Plastics. She's the least popular yeah. Plastics member, so I think that's why she's down there.
All right. Well, Big Meech, thank you so much. Michelle, what's your Twitter handle?
I tweeted at you, both of you, you and Taryn.
We don't remember it off the top of our heads.
Michelle MBB18.
Yeah, it doesn't exactly roll off the tongue or anything.
I know. Courtesy of Renee Meyer. Sorry.
Okay. Michelle MBB18. How are you doing? Yeah. You have a lot of followers now?
Yeah, I guess.
32.9. Michelle, I thought that all you the Big Brother people, that they really blow up after this.
I wasn't that popular, let's face it.
Why aren't more people following you on Twitter?
Because I'm boring. I don't tweet at all.
Oh, well, you're not boring.
I'm a vomit crybaby.
I don't know. Maybe Twitter is dying down. Maybe, Taryn, is that it? Because I feel like that all these people that got off like Big Brother like 15 and 16 and they have 100,000 Twitter followers.
Yeah. I mean, like Nicole is at what, like 150?
Yeah. I wonder if people are, if Twitter's over.
I don't know.
You're a millennial, Taryn.
I mean, clearly, because I only have like 5,000. So if Twitter was up and going, I'd have like way more.
How old are you, Taryn?
I'm 24.
Oh.
Michelle, well, do you like Friends?
I hate that show.
Okay.
Yes!
All right.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
You can share in the hate tweets.
Have you gotten a lot of hate tweets since Friday?
Have you been bullied, Taryn? I actually had a surprising amount of support. Friends, yeah. Not as popular as you might have thought.
That's what I say to that. All right. Anyway. Good stuff. Very fun. Hashtag what? What was it?
Your
Meech?
Boy needs his meat.
Your boy needs his Meech.
Oh gosh, no.
People were also tweeting hashtag Meech Bay.
Ooh, what's that?
It's the place where you sell all your stuff.
Oh, Meech Bay. I love it.
Love you, Meech Bay. Yeah.
Aw, I thought they meant Bay, like B-A-E.
Now questions are coming in. How tall is Taryn in the chat room? Yeah. All right.
This is to the BB Live show to find
out. I'd say 5'11".
Yeah, New York.
Yes. Also. All right. Well, let's look. Let's. That's a different show. This is a different show. Okay. So going back to we're going to have our own tickets much like Paulie's meet and greet. We're going to be doing our own live show in New York where you can come out and meet and greet Taryn.
Find out how tall I am.
Yeah. And Alex and Brent and also Jordan and a score of New York BB alumni, which I have to confirm, but we should have a number of people out there. We're going to talk about BBOTT in person. We'll have tickets going up later on this week. That's going to be on the night of Tuesday, October 25th at 6:30 at the Broadway Comedy Club. So look for information coming soon about all that, Big Meech. Very excited.
Glenn already invited me.
I mentioned Jordan Parhar is going to be there too. I'm not sure if I said that.
Yeah, he told me.
Yes. Very, very exciting. All right. Good stuff. Taryn, thank you so much. You could be one of the over 5,000 people following at Armstrong Taryn on Twitter.
Yes, it's over 5,000.
Yeah, there you go. And also, we're going to be back with Stephen Fishback for Australian Survivor Know It Alls. Meech, could you pick Stephen Fishback out of a lineup?
No.
Yeah. Oh, well, that you should. That would be a fun game. Okay. Let's somebody make a lineup.
Put Stephen Fishback in it.
Yeah. Put a bunch of other people in there. And then let's see if she can pick out which one is Stephen Fishback. Somebody will get that to you in the next 20 minutes.
Please do. DM me.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who is a trooper and is still pulling these questions, even if he's not feeling well. So thank you so much, Scott. And I'll be back with Stephen Fishback coming up in 29 minutes to talk about Australian Survivor. We're going to get in and out before the VP debates coming up tonight. Not PP, the VP debates. Oh, I forgot all my PP sound effects. Yeah.
PP always pulls through.
Yeah.
PP's going to get the job done.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Wait, that, you want that one?
Oh my gosh.
That's for you, Big Mitch. All right.
Come on.
Have a good one, everybody. Take care. Bye.